Φίλες και φίλοι του ελληνικού προγράμματος, dear friends of the Greek language program of SBS, it's my pleasure, it's my honor to have today in the program a Greek Aboriginal woman, an artist, Mrs. Kelly Koumalatos. Kelly, thank you very much for taking the time to be with us today.
Thank you very much, Pono. It's my pleasure. Thank you. It's very special.
A few months ago, you won the Creative Victoria Award for Excellence in Any Media about the portrait of sister-in-laws. So tell us a little bit about this project.
It's about reclaiming and rediscovering the stories of my mother and my ancestors. So I'm a descendant of the Wedigaya tribe and the Wamba Wamba tribe. So my two great-grandparents married from those tribes. I've been doing a lot of research and trying to track down photos for this exhibition. It was a top made of tissue paper printed with possum fur, and the original photo that inspired the making of this top, which is an 1890, the top belongs to a dress. There's a whole dress, but due to constraints in the gallery, I can only put the top in. But there's a beautiful photograph of my great-grandmother, Eleanor Stewart, and her sister-in-law, Frieda Stewart, and they're very beautiful, strong-looking women. You know, they're so proud. So for me, this is more a celebration of the individual's lives, of these women, because when you look at that photo, you see power and you see strength. Those women's stories are amazing stories. That top was part of a suite of works that I'm making for a Melbourne Museum exhibition, which will be coming up. The third dress is being made now. I'm making some jackets for my great-great-great-grandfather, so Auntie Frieda's father. So he would have been born probably, I think, around 1840s. I've got some beautiful photographs. So I'm making some jackets for the men in the family as well. It's really about finding out their stories and doing portraits, and it's a celebration of these people. Who are these people? Who were these Aboriginal people that lived here prior to contact, but also at contact? And what were their stories? Because we don't really know their stories. We know how bad the history is. Like, I know how bad the history is. I know the laws that Australian government developed to control Aboriginal people. But some of my ancestors' stories are fantastic stories of resilience, determination, and strength. I'm deliberately focusing on who are they and some of their stories.
Mm-hmm. How about the stories of your Greek ancestors?
My father, Baba Demetrios Koumalatsos, and he comes from the village Koukari on the island of Samos in the Aegean, literally grew up with Greek family members and Aboriginal families mixing together. I literally grew up with my mother, Eleanor Burke, and my father. Until they separated, my life with both identities was quite cohesive because, you know, we would have Aboriginal family members stay with me at our house with my dad, and then we might get some Greek visitors.
Which area of Melbourne?
They came down when I was a very little girl from Mildura. Mum and Baba met in Mildura, and I think Baba was painting and I think Mum was working in a chemist, and they came to Melbourne, I would say, for work, and we lived in West Brunswick, which had obviously had a very big Greek community at that time, and there were other Samiot people living in the area. It was a little bit village-like. So in the 60s, as I was a little girl, I have a lot of memories of being in Greek houses with Greek families, particularly being with the women around the kitchen table, and, you know, many memories sitting around a big kitchen table with the men and the women and the children. So I was deeply involved. I was immersed completely with Greeks.
Yeah.
And then in the 70s, we were living in Kensington, and that's where there was more cohesion between Greeks and Blacks. But in the 70s, I have a lot of memories of lots of bouzouki nights at the Retreat Hotel, which I just love so much. It was was so much fun, so much dancing, you know, the men doing their own dances, then the women doing their own dances, the women and the men and the children all dancing. It was so rich and such a celebration. It was really wonderful. But it was hard when my parents split up. Then it became compartmentalised. You know, you had to go this way and it was Greek, and then you go that way and you're with your Aboriginal family. So, and I think it's important to say, for a lot of Aboriginal people, they have like an Australian white parent. You know, I had a Greek parent and there was a difference. So I would be in a Greek world or an Aboriginal world or with my in our own family environment with Greek and Aboriginal on a small level. But then, you know, but then there was the wider world, which was predominantly a white world.
But did you feel closer to the Aboriginal culture and the Aboriginal people while you were growing up?
There's no distinction, to be honest. As growing up as a child, you know, your family's your family, whether they're Aboriginal or Greek. It was difficult as a teenager in a Greek world because, you know, you shouldn't talk to boys or, you know, that cultural stuff. So that was hard in Australia because people just talk. So now that I'm older, of course, this is my mother country. So I was born here. So I have an affinity with my Aboriginality. And that doesn't mean I'm not Greek. The whole thing with identity is very complex and very complicated, as it is for anybody else of mixed race. I got to a certain age and I decided I would not tear myself apart over it anymore because I was torn apart over it. So I just decided that I would just live my life without trying to analyse it. And it comes up occasionally, but I tell you what, I'm much happier since that because, you know, you get it from both Greek and Aboriginal family members or community people or just people that you know from different heritages. They're like, oh, you're not really Aboriginal. Oh, you're not really Greek. You know, that, oh, it's just, yes. I am what I am.
Yes. You're preparing now for an exhibition for Melbourne Museum. Is that correct?
Yes, and also a book which is going to be published by the Melbourne Museum. And the book will also include Babar's story. I'm very moved by the fact that there'll be a book, and I'm really happy that it'll cover a bit about my mother and my father, which is really lovely. Even though this, I have done artworks which include my Greek heritage as well, which have been predominantly around either identity or family. Like, I've done a visual family tree, so instead of writing it, I've got the images.
Thank you very much for your time, Kelly.
Thank you for the invitation, Panel. I'm very happy to be part of the show. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Θέλετε να ακούσετε περισσότερες ιστορίες σαν και αυτήν? Ακούστε στο Apple Podcast, στο Google Podcast, στο Spotify ή οπουδήποτε ακούτε podcast.